Welcome to Life Begins at Motherhood. This is a weekly podcast about spiritually healthy alternatives to raising a family in a chic and approachable way. I'm your host, Janae Herring. The glory of motherhood comes camouflaged in so much chaos, but when we allow motherhood to define us, it's only then we can truly see the uniqueness, traits, talents, and God-given abilities that reflect our Heavenly Father. The goal of this podcast is to get back to believing that motherhood is a sacred place. If we let Him, God can do some of His best work in us during this season called hashtag mom life. Our identity is not lost because we are raising others, but rather found. So grab a seat, let's talk faith, motherhood, health, self-care, and more as I share my motherhood experiences and truths with you. Welcome to Life Begins at Motherhood. I wanted to start off with a mini introduction for episode one so that for those of you who do not know me in real life can get a bit of a background story. My husband Josh and I, who just recently celebrated 11 years of marital bliss, live in Florida with our three beautiful, happy, healthy children. Jude is 5, Jet is 4, and La Princesa, Jade, is 1. I was the crazy mom at one point, you guys, with 2 under 2. So I will definitely have an episode dedicated to just that season of my life that honestly feels so fresh, even though it's been so long ago. It went by way too fast. Now that they're both in school, I realize like just how fast it went. I had so much fun with them, but oh my word, it was hard. So yeah, I'll share all my tips and tricks for getting through that beautiful season of life. And then God decided we needed a daughter. Surprise! We are the party. But honestly, I don't mind at all. I came from a pretty large family, immediate and extended. I am the oldest of 4. I have 1 sister, Renee, who's basically second runner-up to Josh in the best friends department. She's gorgeous and single. Everyone used to think we were twins. It also didn't help that my mom dressed us alike until I'm pretty sure I was 12, seriously. We're 15 minutes apart, so people still think we're twins, and I don't mind it at all. I have 2 younger brothers, Lee and Lorenzo, who I love just as much. They are both gentle giants who are over 6 feet tall. So we grew up in Hartford City, which is a little town in Indiana. Save yourself the trip and Google it sometime. Hashtag cornfields. My parents and siblings still live there, and I go home often for pizza. I'm just kidding, but really, the half-baked breadsticks are so delicious. Like I said, I come from a big family, and we are very close. I talk to my mom at least once a day, usually more. I'm so thankful, though, for both of my parents who sacrificed so much at such a young age, and then they found the truth and raised me in the oneness as an apostolic Pentecostal. So I will forever be thankful to them for that. It has brought me to where I am today. I am so abundantly blessed. I will definitely do an interview with my mom as well because she's hilarious and just amazing. I mean, a little background story on her. She chose my life over her having one because at 16, it really should have just been all about her, but she chose me, and I adore her for that. She was pro-life before it was popular and before live action existed. So yeah, on to my best friend and the love of my life, Josh. He's my rock and literally completes me. He's everything I'm not, for real. We are complete opposites. Honestly, I don't know if I recommend this. He's like 7 years older than me, and sometimes I drive him nuts, but he loves me and I'm worth it. We met in Indiana while he was preaching a revival there at my home church in Muncie. Did I mention that I was 18 when we got married? So crazy, but the best, most craziest decision of my life. I actually graduated on June 1st, and then we were married on June 7th. We have had so much fun doing life together. I also really am thankful that we got to have almost 6 years, just him and I together, before our Juju bug was born. I feel like that really helped us ground our marriage. I know not everyone can do that, but I definitely don't take that for granted. Random, my Enneagram number is a 6 and he's a 3. We make it work. Josh's parents, pastor in Palmer, Alaska, where he was born and raised. It's a little harder to get back there now that we have 3 kids. I really wish we could because I love it and it's so beautiful. It's also hard not having our family here in Florida with us. We have actually never lived in the same state as family, but we are in God's perfect will for us, so he fills the void. We travel as a family full time with Josh evangelizing. Even with the kids in school, we've made it work. They go to an amazing school. It's actually the original Becca. I went to public school, but Josh did a Becca growing up. So yeah, that's really cool. The school has been really gracious to us in understanding our schedule sometimes. When the boys have to miss, they totally get ministry. The boys actually only go half day. They go from 8:15 to 12:15. So my mornings are pretty chaotic. I feel like a chicken with my head cut off most days because I'm just like, you know, running around, drop them off, run home, do some things. I do get to bond with Jade, which is really special. I love that time with her. But then we rush back and we get the kids and they do lunch with us every day. It's way more harder and exhausting this way traveling as a family, but we truly believe in doing ministry together. Pastors and their wives, they pastor together. Missionaries and their wives, they deputize together, and then they go overseas and they do missions work together. So we really feel strongly the same way about evangelizing. Been really fun lately seeing Jet get up and quote scriptures before his daddy preaches. Check my Instagram if you want to see the cuteness overload. Anyway, the name of my podcast, Life Begins at Motherhood, is really more than just me trying to relate or catch the eyes of mom as they're scrolling through the list, trying to find a new podcast to listen to. It's so true in so many ways. And if you're a mom, I don't even need to explain it, but I will through different topics and episodes that I hope will inspire you. My Instagram is what has led me to believe I need to share my truths and experiences. I got to a point where I could only message so many people back asking questions, which mainly had to do with motherhood. It's been an honor and very humbling to have moms from all over the country message me for advice for their most precious gifts. I believe so much in godly, conscious, positive parenting. I have enjoyed every conversation through that platform. So truly, thank you for being the reason I get to now do this weekly. I'm so excited for the future of where this podcast is going to go. But I also believe that all moms can get to the point where they are being led by the Spirit and their God-given instincts. I have made it my mission to help new moms, seasoned moms, and actually all women get back there, because books, accounts, blogs, they are all great, but every child is unique in their own way. And because of that, I feel like the modern way and society telling us to parent is broken. Not one thing other than the Bible can be a one-fits-all mentality when it comes to individuals, especially little children. So yeah, that's my mission for this podcast, and that's why I'm here. I want to help you grow and learn with you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want to put faces with names and see more of my day-to-day life, find me on Instagram at Janae Herring. In my next episode, I'm going to share a more personal story about why I decided positive and conscious parenting were way more effective than what I was doing as a new mother. If you could please take a quick moment to hit the subscribe button and rate or leave a review, I would really appreciate it. Talk to you soon. Goodbye.